Good Wednesday afternoon, Metro Indianapolis. It's October 16th, 2019, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM, the home of unpredictable music and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show, with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. What is Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. Overriding the customer service is it's all about the culture. And I learned all about customer service and organizational culture from my late father, Joe O'Malley, at O'Malley Food Markets, and even before O'Malley Food Markets, which goes way back. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, give me a call at 317-413-9062. Now, what is the Indy's Trusted Servant Show? I like to call it lively, local, small biz and community talk, where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And I'm pleased to have as my guest today, Deidre Rausch of The Cabin. The Cabin is counseling services in both Zionsville and a brand new cabin as of August this year in Westfield. And we're going to talk about all the good things The Cabin does for its clients. But first, we're going to meet Deidre. Deidre, welcome to the show. And give us a little bit about the Deidre story and how you got to The Cabin 20 years ago, right?
Right. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I grew up in Middletown, Ohio, and headed to Purdue for my nursing degree, and worked as a nurse practitioner for a number of years with an infertility population. And in working with that group of folks, I enjoyed being a nurse. I really enjoyed the emotional aspect of that experience. So in 94, I headed back to Purdue to get my PhD in marriage and family therapy.
Okay.
And completed that in 1997, and that was around the time when the church I attended was contemplating opening a counseling center.
And that church was?
That was Zionsville Presbyterian Church.
Big church.
Yes.
Yes.
And so after a couple years of Sunday morning meetings, again, with a classroom of folks, we opened the doors of The Cabin in August of 1999.
So congratulations to The Cabin on their 20-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Okay. From there?
From there, I started as the clinical director of The Cabin, and in 2002 became the executive director. And when we started, there were two of us, so I was the clinical director, pretty much of me, myself, and I.
Wearing a lot of hats.
Yes, sir. And then in 2002, I added some folks, and around 2009, August, the church made a decision to help us launch as an independent 501c3. And January of 2010, five of us moved to our current location across from Lions Park in the village.
In Zionsville, yes.
Yes, sir. And since that time, we've grown to a staff of 14 providers, and as you mentioned, just opened a facility in Hamilton County.
In Westfield, an old house in Westfield,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right off of State Road 32.
Correct.
So great. So tell us about your family real quickly.
I have a husband of 35 and a half years.
Congrats.
Thank you. It's always good that marriage and family therapists are married.
It is so good. It is good.
Right? we're married despite me. And we have three children. I suppose I should say six kids because two are married. So I consider my son-in-laws my kids.
Nice.
The two in Chicago have two grandchildren, a 2.5-year-old and a 1-year-old. And then my middle child has a 1.5-year-old, and they live in Kansas City. And the youngest is soon to be married next October and lives in Whitestown.
Okay. Well, at least you got it. Most of them close.
Correct.
Semi-close. That's just great. So let's talk about The Cabin. We've already established it's a mental health and counseling service.
Mm-hmm.
Who's it open to? Let's start with that.
Sure. The Cabin's open to anyone. We see children as young as 4 and adults all the way. I think my oldest client was close to 100 years of age. So we work with kids, teens, adults. We work with individuals or couples or families, depending upon the issue that they bring to the cabin.
Okay. So you mentioned that you were in family counseling. Okay.
Marriage and family. Uh-huh.
So I would take it that a lot of your, what are some of the main things you counsel people in?
Sure. And that also depends upon the provider. I have some that really enjoy working with kiddos, some that really like teenagers, and I personally only work with adults. I'd say the primary issues that we see are anxiety and depression. Certainly, we've been affected by folks that are struggling with addictions or divorce. We do premarital counseling, though, to hopefully prevent divorce.
Not a bad thought.
Yes. And again, it really just depends on what the client is working with.
Is it safe to assume that if somebody hears this program and thinks they or somebody they know might be struggling with some kind of mental health issue, uh-huh. it can't hurt to get a hold of you guys.
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
So give us, we'll probably ask you for this once or twice more, but how do you find the cabin, either the one in Noblesville or the one in Zionsville?
Sure.
The one in Westfield.
You can go to our website, which is thecabin.org, or call our main office at 317-873-8140.
They will direct you and get you to the right person.
Right.
Well, that's tremendous. Now, you mentioned you have 14 counselors between the two
Correct.
Places, right?
Uh-huh.
But you mentioned something about providers. Do you also point people to other services depending on what you decide they might need?
We certainly can refer out. When we have someone that calls for a service, the administrative staff will try to identify what's the issue that they want to work on. Are they looking for a female, male counselor? And also the day of the week, time they need an appointment might affect who they could see. And then one thing that makes us unique, we believe that for therapy to be effective, you need to have a positive relationship with the counselor. And so we offer at no cost meet and greet appointments where essentially a potential client can try out a couple therapists.
That's uh-huh. nice. That's
and
nice.
So they can talk to them for 20 minutes, no charge, and decide of those therapists, two or three that they meet with, which would be the best fit.
Okay. I'm intrigued by the fact that you counsel people as young as 4 years mm-hmm. old. What would a four-year-old need counseling for, and how would anybody discover that? Is that a fair question?
That's a fair question. I think often what we find with four-year-olds especially, sometimes it is much more beneficial to do family counseling because it may be a parenting issue. Certainly, we have some children that are struggling with anxiety issues or oppositional behavioral issues. And like I said, typically at four, it may be more about parenting than it is about the child.
And it could in some cases have to do with divorce or a bad
Correct.
Relationship
yes.
and the atmosphere around mm-hmm. the house and stuff like that. But the four-year-old doesn't know how to find you. Is it usually the parents?
The parent, right.
Yeah. And might you be counseling the parents at the same time?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great. It's all very, very fascinating. I know that the mental health thing is really big. Suicide's big. Teenage suicide mm-hmm. is big. Obviously what you guys do would probably help with that.
Right.
Am I correct?
Right. I think one of the most alarming statistics for me I guess it was actually two years ago, the National Alliance on Mental Illness changed the age range for this next fact, and that is suicide is the second leading cause of death in 10 to 34-year-olds. That used to be 15 to 34-year-olds. And now
it's moving down.
Now it's moving down, unfortunately.
10-year-olds.
10-year-olds, yes.
That's absolutely incredible.
Right.
I don't want to forget to talk to you about your funding sources.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to take a break for our underwriters, and then we're going to come back and let's start with that so I don't forget that, because I think you might have a fundraiser coming
up. Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're here with Deidre Rausch of The Cabin in both Westfield and Zionsville, counseling services, mental health services, on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. We want to thank our underwriters for the show, And that are, they are, number one, Fabric Care Dry Cleaners at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington Street out by the old airport. Specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have a laundromat on site open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery twice a week in the metro area. And their phone number is 317-241-1288. That's 317-241-1288. And you can find out more about my good friend James Belt and all the good folks at Fabric Care on Facebook. Second underwriter is my alma mater, Cathedral High School, at 5225 East 56th Street at Fall Creek Parkway. Cathedral will hold its annual open house on November 14th. If you have a 5th through 8th grade student, come on to the open house. It starts at 5:30 and goes to 8 o'clock. At the school, you can find out how you can tour the beautiful campus, meet a lot of the great staff and faculty at Cathedral, and find out how Cathedral High School has been an educational leader in Central Indiana now for 101 years. Go Irish. And finally, we want to thank the hosts for the studios of 91.9 FM, and that is Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff here at My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on South Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff distribute healthy dog and cat food to dog and cat food owners only, healthy frozen dog and cat food to dog and cat food owners only in 48 states. Oh, I gotta figure this stuff works. Again, My Pet Carnivore. Next week, my guest will be a very interesting person, David Burston. First part of his career, long career, he was the CEO of the Indiana State Police, and he flunked retirement, and now he is the communications director of all things for the Indiana system of prisons. So how did somebody go from being the head of the Indiana State Police to the prison system? Well, we're going to have to talk to David Burston to find out. So you want to tune in next week. Now, back to my guest today, Deidre Rausch of The Cabin in both Zionsville and Westfield. Tell us about how you guys are funded and then about the fundraiser that's coming up and how folks could get involved if they so desire.
Sure. One fact that's important to note, in our country, 60% of adults and 50% of children and teenagers who are diagnosed with mental illness don't pursue counseling. And the primary reason for that is cost. Mm-hmm. So in 2002, when I became director, we officially established the Samaritan Fund Assistance Program. And since that time, we've provided $750,000 in financial assistance. About 30% of those who come to the cabin qualify for a reduced fee. And this year alone, we will provide $105,000. So we need funders. And whether that's someone who donates on a monthly basis or at the end of the year, looks to us as a place to give a tax-deductible donation,
right?
We welcome all of those. And then twice a year, we host a fundraiser. In the spring, it's up at Urban Vines in Westfield. And the one coming up on November 8th will be at Vision Loft in downtown Indianapolis.
Vision Loft, where is that?
It's 235 Delaware, I believe.
Okay. Right, just in the heart of downtown.
Just south of Mass Ave.
Yeah.
And that is going to be entitled Roaring to Unmask Mental Health, because we're playing on our 20th anniversary. So it'll be a Roaring 20s theme.
Okay.
And as an IndyCar zealot, I am excited that our keynote speaker will be Connor Daly.
Okay.
And he'll be talking about how resilience has played a role in his life.
And he's had a lot of resilience in the last year with the sponsorship
issue
and all of that.
Exactly.
I didn't know you were an IndyCar zealot, so am I. This will be my 60th Indy 500.
I'm jealous. I don't have quite that many.
You don't have to tell us. It gives away your age too much.
Exactly.
I grew up on 30th Street, and I could hear the cars practicing from St. Michael's Grade School. And it's just in my blood.
Me too. So much so that I've joined the gym where a lot of the race car drivers work out.
Very, very good. Well, that's terrific. Tell us more about the event on November 8th and how to attend, how to get involved, mm-hmm. How you might be able to help with sponsorships or tables or whatever. Is it a dinner dance or a... Auction or what?
We'll have a dinner with drinks, and we have a live and silent auction.
Yes.
And so whether, you know, you want to be a sponsor for the event, we are still welcoming those. We're also, with our live and silent auction, we would love to have items donated.
I would think so, and items could include Pacer tickets or
sure.
tickets to the symphony or something even bigger, right?
Yes, correct. One of our sponsors is B Windows, and they're going to be sponsoring, or they're giving us $5,000 towards purchase.
God bless George and Ginger.
Yes.
Right?
We have a stay at Big Sky, Montana for 7 nights that'll be auctioned.
Okay.
And in the Andretti racing team was lovely enough to have a helmet signed by all the racers at the Mid-Ohio race this past season.
Okay. You are into racing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
That's very cool. Well, we could talk about the Indy 500 all day.
We could.
So if you're interested in just attending,
mm-hmm.
or you've got and by the way, I've been around a lot of these charity auctions, and these trips are a big deal. If you've
yes.
got a condo someplace
Correct.
That sits vacant part of the year, that would be a good way to donate too. What do we do to look into that?
All they need to do is give our office a call, again, at 317-873-8140. If you want to attend the event, tickets are $75 per ticket or $550 for a table of eight.
Table of eight, uh-huh. okay.
And those can be purchased either in person at the cabin or online.
Tell us exactly where the cabins are.
Uh-huh. The main headquarters is located at 220 South Elm Street. And the Westfield location is 121 South Walnut Street.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with these street names, the one in Zionsville is right across the street from the park.
Uh-huh.
Can't miss that. And the one in Westfield is just about a block off of 32 to the north, right?
To the south.
To the south,
yep.
Okay. I had a little trouble finding uh-huh. it the first time, so I got a little bit confused there. That's great. And tell us about how do you get a hold of you guys aside from the phone number. What's the website? I'm sure that the fundraiser is on the
Correct.
Website, right?
Uh-huh. It's thecabin.org.
Thecabin.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And that's coming up on November what?
November the 8th.
November the 8th. So
coming
our timing
fast.
Is pretty good here.
Exactly.
Okay, that's great. Now, back to the serious issues that that the cabin and its staff deal with. We were talking about depression and all of that stuff. I know that when I met with you and Allison before, we were talking, you also mentioned infertility.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear all these ads on radio for, I forget, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 72 years old, so I've been around some of that myself with people I know and so on and so forth. But is that a big deal?
It is. About 1 in 10 couples will have trouble conceiving or carrying a pregnancy. And so,
oh, I'm thinking about erectile dysfunction, but that's infertility is...
Yep.
Yeah.
Which that will lead to infertility.
And I suspect infertility, too, could cause some marital difficulties.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Around
yeah.
things.
Unfortunately, divorce rates don't skip over the infertile population. It's often one of the first crises that a couple goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
also mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, decision-making around treatment or choosing to adopt instead of try to have their own children.
Interesting topic there, the adoption thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also have some clients that maybe have an unwanted pregnancy in the family? Does that happen?
Sure. That can be part of our teen population or
yeah.
even some of the early 20-year-olds that are trying to make those decisions.
So that could match up with the adoption issue,
mm-hmm.
could it not?
Sure.
That's one of the things that I think it would be wonderful if everybody who had an unwanted pregnancy would go to the adoption route.
Right.
That would be great. I don't know which direction to take the rest of this. What are some of the main themes you see in the trouble that your clients come to you with?
Mm-hmm. And again, I think, you know, the general presentation is anxiety and depression. It may be that underlying that is bullying for some of our younger kids, definitely sexual abuse, divorce, and eating disorders, addictions. So there are lots of underlying factors that lead to that anxiety and depression.
Now, okay, here's a loaded question for you before
sure.
we take our next underwriter break. Is bullying worse than it ever was?
Absolutely.
And why?
Primarily because now you don't have to be in front of someone.
Cyberbullying
is a big deal. Yeah.
I remember a presentation that was made by the principal of a Southside school to a business group down there 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How are kids different today than they were 10 years or 20 years ago? These things, he said, you can walk into the cafeteria and see 10 kids at the table, not talking, but texting.
Right.
Some of them are texting kids at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and it feeds bullying.
Right.
And I thought, well, I'm going to try to keep an eye on this.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of that.
Right.
There was the thing with the cheerleaders doing that on on their phone last year.
Right.
High school cheerleaders making fun of another kid in the school. And it got a lot of publicity because
mm-hmm.
it was stupidly they put it on the phone.
Correct.
It's not so much the big bully in the playground as
right.
much as it's this stuff.
Right.
And everybody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there was a really interesting article out of the Atlantic Weekly back in September of 2016, I think, where they were able to look at the iGen generation, so those kids born 1995 through 2012. And what they found is those children are physically safer than kids have ever been because they don't leave their house. And
yeah.
on the brink of the greatest mental health disaster in decades.
Part of which is not leaving the house,
right.
by the way.
Right.
I was talking to Kevin here, and he's an athletic director. He's going to be on the show down the road, and we were talking about the fact that the kids aren't out playing three-on-three in the driveway anymore. They're inside on these things.
Exactly.
And three-on-three in the driveway, you might break your ankle.
Right.
But it's more healthy.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're with Deidre Rausch of The Cabin in both Zionsville and Westfield, mental health counseling of all sorts. And we'll be back with Deidre for our final segment, but now it's time to take an underwriter break and thank our sponsors and our host and talk about next week's show. I should say underwriters. The underwriters are number one, Fabricare Dry Cleaners at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington Street out by the old airport. Specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. Laundromat on site, open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pick up and home delivery twice a week in the metro area. Phone number, 241-1288. That's 241-1288. Find out more about my good friend James Belt and the good folks at Fabricare on Facebook. Second underwriter is my alma mater, Cathedral High School. At 5225 East 56th Street on the northeast side near 56th and Fall Creek. Cathedral is holding its open house for prospective students on November 14th. From 5:30 to 8 o'clock. If you have a student in the 5th through the 8th grade, bring him or her to the school from 5:30 to 8 o'clock on November 14th. Meet some of the staff and faculty. Tour the beautiful 40-acre college-like campus and find out how Cathedral has been an educational leader in Indianapolis for over 101 years now. Go Irish. And finally, we want to mention next week's show. It will be David Burston, former head of the Indiana State Police, and now the communications director for the Indiana System of Prisons. And we're going to ask David how in the world he went from being the head of the Indiana State Police and retired and ended up at the prisons. But it's going to be a very interesting show. So back to Deidre Rausch and the cabin for our last segment. Let's talk about the breakdown of the populations here. We talked about early that pretty much evenly divided between young people 4 to 22, then the 22 to 44, and then the 44 and above, about one-third of each mm-hmm. is your population. So is there anything that we can glean from that at all?
I don't think so. My hope is that in Indiana, it's becoming less of a stigma to pursue help. I think that parents are realizing that to help children early on might prevent some issues later in life, because certainly anyone who's had a depressive episode in their younger years is at a greater risk to have one again when they're an adult.
Having 8 grandkids and the 5 oldest are now teenagers,
mm-hmm.
okay? The oldest is 21, so I think I don't worry about him as much as I do the 13 and 15 and 16 year olds right now. And let's focus a little bit on this addiction thing and the whole thing with, let's say, drugs. And let's also include vaping, cigarettes, mm-hmm. and drinking. Is that more serious than it ever was?
I'm not sure that it's more serious.
It's always been a problem.
Right, right. I think that, again, we actually are seeing less likelihood that children of that iGen generation that I mentioned are drinking less. Their teen pregnancy rate is lower than it's ever been.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. And
what do you attribute that to?
They're not leaving the house, so they don't get pregnant or have sex.
Okay, okay.
So I think that, again, reflects back on that physically safer than they've ever been.
Too safe sometimes.
Correct,
right?
Because now, you know, they're depressed. They don't quite know how to talk eye to eye to people, which, you know, you're not going to be able to text in your job interview with the interviewer.
You're not going to be able to text with a boy or girlfriend either, right?
So, you know, I think that trends have just really changed in terms of the screen. I look at, you know, even marital issues. It used to be that, you know, in-laws or sex or money were the issues. Now it's the phone and the fact that a spouse feels like their partner has more of a relationship with their phone than they do with
them.
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's really, you know, that makes that speech that high school principal gave 10 years ago, and he was talking about kids.
Right.
So the pluses and minuses of the devices, obvious, the pluses are very, very obvious,
right.
But it takes a little while to see the minuses develop.
Right.
And we talked about the bullying before, so it could even have something to do with people not communicating in marriage,
right? Yeah.
That's crazy. When you talk about marriage counseling, does one spouse, the male or female, tend to be the one that approaches you more? And I'm guessing it's the female.
You are correct.
Okay. What would be the percentage there, and why would that be?
Oh, golly. I would say it's probably about 60. That's maybe being too liberal with my stats. I'd say it's about 75-80% of the time that
the woman
female
comes
calls
to you first.
Yes.
Why is that?
I think if you look at marriages in general, women tend to make the appointments. And so even if it's for your annual physical, it may be that your wife's more likely to make that appointment
for
you.
Or at least bug you to make it.
There's that. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Is there any more to it than that?
I don't think so. I think that women are just more comfortable talking about emotions. One of the things that makes us unique at the cabin, and this is more reflective for our teenagers, traditional counseling, you can imagine, you know, you're sitting in a room with a counselor. Some of the things that we do that are a little different, we have an adventure therapy program where the counseling session takes place outdoors.
Yeah.
And so whether it's walking trails, climbing trees, our newest approach we've started is fly fishing, kayak therapy, where the therapist is in a kayak and the client's in another kayak.
No kidding.
It's much more likely that, especially with our teenagers, you'll have communication happening in that setting than if you're sitting in a four-walled room.
Right. Okay. That's terrific. Got about another minute. What do you want to say about the cabins?
Again, I think that my hope is that whether at the cabin or any of the mental health facilities in our town, that folks will just pursue help, because life is sometimes difficult, and having someone to join you as you navigate the obstacles and opportunities of life is very important for generations to come.
That's beautifully said. One more time, give us whether you want to be a attendee at the upcoming event on November the 8th, or whether you want to get some counseling for somebody, how do you get a hold of you guys?
Call 317-873-8140 or go to our website at thecabin.org.
Great. Deidre Rausch of the Cabins in Westfield and Zionsville, thanks for being the guest today. Don't forget next week, David Burston, former head of Indiana State Police, now communications director for the Indiana State Prisons. And don't forget, right after this show, we want to recognize our producer for today's episode, Pace Whitecamp of the DJ Lucky Menace Show. A collection of wonderful music to end your day right after this show. And finally, After that, at 6 o'clock tonight, Indiana Nocturne with Russ Dodge and Devin Dean. Unpredictable music from the 60s through 2000. See you next week on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show.